So Elliot is on the phone. It's actually Thursday night. So for those of you just waking up from your slumber, don't worry. This isn't some sort of weird, trippy time loop or anything. Elliot is joining us on the phone because he is a good friend of Val's on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, but he is debuting a brand new show and play in the Edinburgh Fringe. Elliot, how are you, sir?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm not bad. A bit sleepy, got to be said. It's late for me. It's usually my bedtime. Don't know about you. Up quite early in the mornings.
Yeah, no, now the days are getting shorter. It's nearly Christmas and it's all going.
You've mentioned Christmas now. I was hoping leave it until September at least, but no, you've brought it up now. So, as a matter of fact, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, God, I don't know. I wasn't even going to think about it until September, and now you've brought it up, and I don't know what I want.
I'm putting you on the spot, really. I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to wait until you give me an answer. What do you want for Christmas?
For Christmas, I would like... So I would love a new bike, actually. My bike is falling apart.
A BMX or a mountain bike, or...?
No, I cycle quite a bit. It's a pedal bike. It needs to be good for the road, but not too expensive. But something which basically my bike at the moment just breaks, and ironically the brakes break. So I just need something which holds together and gets me going.
I'll have word with Santa. Don't worry. Of course, Elliot, you are obviously here to chat to us today about yourself as an actor and now a director, because you have you've been approached, haven't you, by Vertical Line Theatre, the people who have put together this production, which is called Take Two Every 4 Hours, and is being performed at what I believe is one of the most famous venues at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. It's playing at the Pleasance Courtyard, which is, the Pleasance up in Edinburgh and also in London is just one of the biggest and most varied venues up in Edinburgh, and it sort of partners up with, you know, places like Underbelly, which have something on the London South Bank as well. But
yeah,
no, Pleasance, there's all sorts. There's children's shows, there's straight theatre, there's comedy, and Vertical Line are incredibly lucky to have been asked to take to every 4 hours there, and I'm incredibly lucky to join them.
That's excellent, because obviously you joined them from an acting side, really, because you're a theatre actor and you've done this for some years now. How did you get asked to come and play a part, and then you fell into the director's seat, or were you asked to come in to direct, or how did Vertical Line meet Elliot?
Yeah, well, this play has been alive really since. It was 2011, and it actually played up in the Edinburgh Fringe 2 years ago, and it came back down and it was very successful, and it was approached by two sort of big new writing theatres in London on the basis that they developed it. And so to do that, they wanted to bring in two actors. The play itself is a play between two young men. And I knew Henry Regan, who's the artistic director of Vertical Line Theatre. And he brought me in purely on the basis that I've worked a lot with new writing before I moved to London. And I was with the company for a day, but there was a week where they just developed the play.
Yeah.
And I played one of the parts. And then that went off, and then they did their own thing. And then I was brought in back in April time. Since the company is now a supported artist at the Greenwich Theatre, and they brought me in for one of their new writing nights, which they host bimonthly, and that went down an absolute storm. Of which, about a week or two later, I just got the call to ask if I'd be willing to join on the Take Two train.
That's amazing. I guess it's one of those things. It's kind of who you know, but it's also being kind of right place, right time, and just kind of grabbing an opportunity and just going, yes.
It is, absolutely. I mean, when I directed this new writing thing, it was the first time that I directed. I mean, I worked a lot in new writing in theatres, but I mean, this is the first time which I wasn't performing. I remember I was so, so nervous on the evening. I couldn't stop pacing around the theatre. And then, so that feeling, I suddenly just got this bug, really. And then, as I say, then Vertical Line got in touch and and told me that they liked the work which I produced and asked if I would take that work and my process and bring it into this play, which I was more than happy to do. And I think collectively we've created something which is, you know, very good and very thought provoking. So yeah, it's all going well.
Excellent. You bring on the thought provoking point of it. I've watched the promo video, I guess it is, with the interviews with yourself and with Henry and the other gentleman's name.
You've got Henry Regan and Ross Stanley, who are the two directors of the company, and also coincidentally the two actors in this play. So we've been working together over a couple of months developing the play, and then had a bit of an intense weekend before it went up to Edinburgh.
Yeah, definitely. So that's Take Two Every 4 Hours, which you have directed. It's your debut directorial role. Full directorial role. Obviously, you've part dabbled in bits and pieces before. But you, Elliot, as an actor, where are you going next? What exciting things do you have planned? I mean, we're in August now, so we've got 3 to 4 months before Christmas. Is there anything else this year for you, or are we already looking at 2014 and more plays that way?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm an actor by, you know, that's the leading thing I do, and I'm currently training at drama school at a great place in North London called Mountview Academy of Theatre Arts, and I've been there for 2 years now, and naturally in your third year, it's the equivalent of university, but it's we just do plays and productions and musicals in our final year, which is almost too good to be true for anybody who wants to do this for a living.
Can I come on the course for the last year? Just join you. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, just join, mate. There's a year course. There's a postgraduate course, and it's amazing. Just do it. Just
Excellent.
Move in.
Brilliant. Right, I'll leave producer Tim to do this show. He can do it. He's fine. He's more than capable of gluing loads of links that I've pre-recorded and just stitching the words together. It's fine. I'm coming
That's
next to
right.
you.
Yeah, you play yourself down there, Rob. You know.
Ah, but, you're too kind. You're too kind.
No. So I'll be going back. I go into rehearsals for a play called Richard II, which is written by William Shakespeare. And we're doing that in October, and it's going to be beautiful. We're doing it at a church called St. James's Church in Paddington, which is where Oscar Wilde got married.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, so that's, and it's also where Peter Pan Neverland story started. And so it's a very lovely place. So
absolutely.
we're doing that there, working with a director called Deborah Page, who has been led some theatres up in Sheffield and Salisbury. So it's incredible to work with her, and she's worked across London as well. So that will be the first thing before Christmas. And then when directing, there's a couple of things on the horizon, maybe even going to Edinburgh Fringe next year. But at the moment, all of my attention is on Take Two and on Richard II.
That's amazing. So there is stuff in the pipeline, but you're not giving. I noticed you were keeping your cards close to your chest there. I detected reservation, maybe because it's quite exciting and you're not sure yet, or.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a couple of conversations to be had over the coming months.
Give us a little bit. Come on. You can't tease me like that, Elliot. Come on.
I'm working on another production with Vertical Line, which is a production called Small Talk, which is the production I worked on before I got onto Take Two. And we're going into development with that, which is a completely different piece. It just looks at nine characters who all have their own stories. And it went down like an absolute storm at Greenwich. So I'm looking forward to getting back in the room with the writer and some more actors on and hopefully working on that for 2014. And then starting up my own theatre company, which has its own sort of artistic privileges. But I can't really share too much on that.
That's more than I could have asked for. More than I could have asked for, sir.
I'll let you know first, Rob. I'll let you know first.
That is all. I can't ask more than that, can I? I cannot ask more than that. I appreciate the fact you even gave us that much. It's amazing. And it does sound like you have, you know, already, you know, even if it's only in sort of the thought stage, 2014 looks like a massive year for you. Very excited, very full of stuff, but varying stuff as well, which is always quite nice, I guess, as an actor. or a director, it's always quite nice to dabble in different things here and there, whether it be something like Take Two every 4 hours, or something with more characters, or something with different settings, different time periods. As you say, with Richard II, you know, you're talking about modern day with Take Two every 4 hours, and then Richard II is, you know, way back in history.
I'm incredibly lucky at the moment, and I mean, there's people often joke that when you're in drama school, especially going into your third year, that it's the most that you're ever going to be in work, and so the fact that I've got extra work on top of it is just an absolute privilege. And I'm incredibly lucky. We'll see how we are in 18 months' time. I might be filling in your presenter spot whilst you're at Mount View doing your postgraduate course.
That's true. I could. Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe we could just do a little switcheroo. That's fine. Sounds good to me. As long as you can do the 4 a.m. starts, you'll be fine.
Well, can we just shift that back to 6?
You might have to keep on the sofa in the studio.
Yeah.
Elliot, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this evening. I will let you go now and get some rest. To be honest, I think I need some rest as well. And they can find out more information about yourself, Vertical Line, and Take Two every 4 hours online. There's loads of stuff. So give us Facebook, Twitters, websites, anything you've got so we can go and check it out. And of course, if you're listening to this online, you will be able to find the links below. So you can now shift your eyes down a little bit. There we go. Perfect. But what are they, Elliot? Where can we find you online?
You can find out all the information about Vertical Line at verticallinetheatre.co.uk. Or I'm constantly blabbing on about it on Twitter, which is just at Elliot J. Brown. So if you go to either of those things, you'll find out more than you need to know.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Sir, you've been an absolute star, and it's been a pleasure catching up with you. I hope you have a great next few weeks. We'll be checking in on Vertical Line's Twitter account and hearing how Take Two is going down in Edinburgh. And if you are ever nearby, please pop in and say hello.
I will do. I absolutely promise you I will.
The kettle will be on for you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll tell you, before, last time I went to Brentwood, I played against the boys' school there. I have such fond memories because we played football. We drew 1-1. It was a terrible game, but we got dinner afterwards. So hello to everyone at Brentwood School.
Ah, oh, look at that. He's not only is he a talented actor and director and all-round lovely guy, he's also polite. Look at that. It's amazing. Much more than I am, anyway. Much more than I am. Elliot, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much. I will let you go now, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Rob. See you in a bit.
Speak soon. Bye.
Bye.